Developers of the proposed Donlin Creek gold mine are rolling out their plan to residents on the Kuskokwim River. The Donlin Creek Company is on the brink of applying for the various permits they will need before they can begin constructing the mine. They hosted a one-day exhibit in the village of Aniak, providing upriver residents with more details about their plan. For Member Station KYUK, Shane Iverson reports.
The scene in the Aniak Community Building resembles a science fair. Tables line the conference room, each with a booth covering an aspect of the proposed mine. Charts, maps, and displays provide attendees with an overview of the proposed project. At one booth, a video display shows silver salmon pushing upstream. Aquatic biologist Ed Fleming is manning the booth.
We've established at the mouth of Crooked Creek an underwater video camera that basically funnels all the fish past the camera, so we count every single fish, salmon, that comes up the Crooked Creek.
Moving around the room, one can feel and even shake a piece of 60-millimeter plastic. Clint Logue is a geotechnical engineer. He says this is the kind of liner that will be used to hold waste tailings after the gold is extracted.
This type of liner has been used on a lot of different applications, from landfills to tailings facilities to numerous applications.
These are just a few of the technicians on hand. Until now, only a handful of the project's leadership has been available to speak publicly on the project. Donlin Creek is described by many as the largest undeveloped gold resource in North America. That resource is currently estimated to be 30 million ounces. The site is located near the village of Crooked Creek off the Kuskokwim River. It has been explored for over 12 years, and now a plan to extract that gold is all but finished, says technical manager James Fugue.
A lot of what we're looking at now is not so much the sort of the fundamental engineering aspects of how we're going to do it, but things like, you know, completing a cost estimate for the project, doing some of the final detailed bits of engineering, you know, where does this thing go on that bridge, or where does that thing go on this bridge? It's those little details that take a long time to finish.
While Donlin is making their experts available, they will not be making public their feasibility study. That's the plan that spells out how the mine will be constructed and operated. Nick Enos, the environmental engineer, says that will stay with the developers.
Generally, the feasibility study itself is not made available generally to the public. It's used for financial decisions, so it's an internal document.
The public will get their information from permit applications and at meetings and exhibits such as this one. Invitations to the exhibit were extended to residents living nearest the proposed mine. That included 11 villages between Lower Kalskag and Stony River. Sleep Mute resident Margie Melick is 71. She traveled down the river by snow machine to learn more.
I'm all confused yet. I'm confused, really. They always make it sound good.
It's not the details, though, that concern Melick. It's the history of mining pollution that causes her to worry. She's undecided whether it should go forward or not. Melick's travel companion, Sophie Gregory, also came down from Sleep Mute. But unlike Melick, she has decided to support the mine, although they share the same concerns.
I'm for it, yeah, but I know it's kind of scary to think about, you know, our future of our kids, too.
The Kuskokwim River has the largest catch of subsistence fish in the entire state. In many households along the river, salmon is eaten every single day. Gregory says any threat of pollution needs to be taken seriously.
Because if it affects our, if they get all that stuff, you know, into the river, it might just kill all our fish. Yeah, and our animals that live on land too.
Gregory says her husband worked at the Donlin site as it was explored, and their other travel companion, Laura Crane, helped out at the camp as a housekeeper and kitchen aide.
When I worked there for 4 years, it was a good income, and you know, I was ahead on my bills, had food in my house, and did some things for my kids.
Near the entrance of the conference room stands Nick Alexi. He's the mayor of Lower Kalskag, and he's wearing a camouflage hat that reads Donlin Creek.
No, I haven't been into Donlin Creek, but I had to hear many good things of Donlin Creek since they're only ones that are having job opportunities within the Kuskokwim area.
Alexi says several dozen people from Kalskag have worked at the Donlin site. He says employment is his most immediate concern.
They are really struggling at this moment. You know, there's only about 30-35% of the people working.
Residents in the Lower Kuskokwim can expect to see the exhibit as well. Donlin says they will be bringing it to Bethel sometime next month. I'm Shane Iverson.